live from New York. Well, not really. Anyhow, these are our final thoughts. Mike, your key to the game.
Well, I say it's finished drives in the red zone. With Scott Tolzien at quarterback last week against the Eagles, the Packers moved the ball. They put up a lot of yardage. The drives just weren't finished. You can go back even to the Bears game when Rodgers got hurt. From the moment Rodgers went out with Wallace and Tolzien at quarterback, the Packers are just 1-for-6 in converting red zone possessions into touchdowns. That needs to improve. They're moving the ball. They need to score more points and not settle for as many field goals.
Is it too much to expect of Scott Tolzien to finish drives?
I don't think so necessarily in this second start. He obviously had the interception in the end zone that killed a really promising drive. He drove the ball 91 yards down the field, and the Packers got nothing out of it with the interception. I think with Tolzien's knowledge, everybody talks about his smartness and how prepared he is. Mike McCarthy has a good red zone package most of the time. The red zone has been an issue for this team most of the year, but they've got to start getting that fixed.
Okay, I'll be short. My key to the game is intercept the ball. The Packers only have 3 interceptions this season, and they're playing against a quarterback, Eli Manning, who has become an interception machine this season. He's thrown 16, and the way you beat the Giants this year is you intercept the ball. All right, Dr. Spofford, you have got some big names on that injury report.
Yeah, well, as we all know, Aaron Rodgers obviously out for the Packers. Also, cornerback Casey Hayward out with the hamstring injury, and we may have seen the last of him in 2013. Also for the Packers, Nick Perry, outside linebacker, is doubtful, the foot-ankle injury. And also at outside linebacker, Andy Malumba is doubtful with an ankle injury. The big one to watch as far as the starting lineup is Don Barkley. He missed all week of practice with the knee injury, and it's questionable whether he will start at right tackle. If he can't go, it'll be Marshall Newhouse in his place. For the Giants, a couple of guys to keep an eye on. Corey Webster, the veteran cornerback, is out. He'll be missing from that secondary. Also, defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul.
Stick on that one for a
minute. Yeah, he hasn't been having the best of seasons dealing with a back injury and whatnot. All reports were that his best game was probably last week against Oakland, but now he missed a couple days of practice. He did come back to practice on Friday. He's listed as questionable, so he could be a big factor whether or not he plays. And then also Brandon Jacobs, the running back for the Giants, is questionable with a hamstring and knee injury. He's kind of their number two running back behind Andre Brown at this point.
My player to watch in this game is Eli Manning, and here's why. He's going against a quarterback who is in his first pro start, and Manning is a 2-time Super Bowl MVP. All eyes are on Eli Manning. He is expected to win this kind of a game, and if he can't win this game, his star is going to fall even farther.
And my player to watch is, well, aside from the obvious, which is Scott Tolzien, you mentioned making his first NFL start, I'm also going to look on the defensive side, and that's Clay Matthews. He tried to play with that club on his right hand last week, and he was not the same Clay Matthews we're used to. He's still going to have a cast or a brace on that right hand, but his fingers will be exposed. He's going to be able to use that right arm a lot more than he did, and I think Matthews, the Packers' defense has really missed him the last couple of games, and the closer Clay Matthews is to being the Clay Matthews we're used to seeing, the better off the Packer defense is going to be.
They got to have their defensive star.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll sign off after that for final thoughts for now, but stay with us on Packers.com for your quarter-by-quarter updates in the blog. Ask Vic Halftime will be there during intermission, and also we'll have all your post-game coverage on the website, so stay with us on Packers.com. Thanks for watching, everybody.